plead non compos mentis, and I apologize to your habeas and your corpus.
This is Chris Earle on Time Travel, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. But right now, you're time traveling back to 1974 with Edward on Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we are playing you exclusively songs from 1974. A wonderful year for music. And, well, before we go any further, I want to thank our WMFO Operations Director, Dan, and the past Operations Director, and still somebody who's doing an awful lot, Nick Andre, for their excellent technical work that they've been doing to upgrade the station. They've been in here for a couple of hours this afternoon, And we've got, well, we ran into a little bit of a problem. So we're actually broadcasting right now from our Studio C, which is a different, more intimate place that, well, that's what's going on this evening here. And it, in the end, shouldn't really matter too much or at all to you, our listener. So, we began the last set with David Bowie and Diamond Dogs from his 1974 Changes Bowie album. And then we heard from Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. And then three songs from three former Beatles who all released albums in 1974 to significant success. First off was Ringo Starr there. You're 16. You're beautiful. And you're mine. And then we heard from John Lennon, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. And then Paul McCartney with the rest of his band, Wings and Jet. And the band Jet actually named themselves after that song. And it's a pretty rockin' song, isn't it? And then Kiss, Let Me Go Rock and Roll, off of their Hotter Than Hell album. Actually, the first two albums that I'll admit to buying. Actually, albums number two and albums number three. First one was Rock and Roll Music by the Beatles, a compilation with great double vinyl albums with a silver cover. And then the next one was Kiss the Originals, which had their first album, Hotter Than Hell, their second one, and Dress to Kill, the third one. And that's where I began my exploration of my music collection. Backing me up right now is the German Godfathers of Hip Hop. Their piece Autobahn from, of course, 1974. So, last Saturday, I went to the Republican Party caucus for our congressional district, the 7th Congressional District, Mike Capuano's, that's the one I'm in. And last Friday, I told you a bit about what was going to be going on with that. And tonight, I thought I'd share my experiences with you all. And, well, to start, let me emphatically disclaim that the views and opinions expressed in this sound collage are those of the participants, the people who I sample and mix in. And when they're mine, well, regardless, they don't reflect the views of Tufts University, the WMFO exec board, or anybody else other than the speakers. And, well, I'd have to say that while Donald Trump now appears to have the nomination in hand, there's still lots of things that could happen. None of the presidential candidates are in really excellent physical shape, it seems. It's certainly hard to maintain a healthy lifestyle on the campaign trail, and so you never can tell what's ultimately going to happen. And I believe that the most important votes that I could cast in the 2016 presidential election were the ones that I cast last weekend at that Republican caucus. And the purpose was to elect the delegates attending the Republican convention in Cleveland. And in case you didn't already know it, politically, I consider myself a green libertarian, if I'd have to have a label. I enrolled in the Libertarian Party when I was first able to vote at age 18, inspired initially by a TV ad, an extended TV ad that I had seen late night in the 76 presidential campaigns. But anyway, in 2012, having been a lifelong voting libertarian, at the urgings of the leaders of the Massachusetts Libertarian Party, I strategically changed my official affiliation to the Republicans so I could better support Ron Paul's candidacy that year by participating in the 2012 Republican state caucus. So what goes on with if you're not familiar with the process, a party's presidential nominee is formally decided at their convention by the delegates who attend. And in order to win the nomination, a candidate needs a majority of them, which this time around for the Republicans was 1,237. And the state primaries come first, and Massachusetts allows all registered voters to cast a ballot for one of their presidential candidates from their parties. But if they're unaffiliated, they can cast a ballot in the primary for any party that's having a primary. And then based on those results, there's a proportional number of the state's total delegates that are apportioned at the convention. And Trump got 49% of the total votes cast in the March 1st Massachusetts Republican Party. And so 22 of the state's 42 delegates have to vote for him at the first round at the convention. And but if no candidate has that magic number of votes, then the delegates are free to vote their conscience and support whoever they choose. And in our 7th district, Capuano's district, we were selecting 3 delegates and 3 alternates. And given the statewide allocation, 2 of those were for Kasich and 1 was for Trump. So the caucus attendees, the people, in this case, the Republican party members who attended the caucus, 75 of us, we have no role in affecting which delegates get the votes at that first round because the primary decided that. But instead, the people who go choose who's going to reshape the party platform and decide on a nominee if there's no first round winner. So at the caucus, in order to get admitted, you have to be verified as a registered Republican before you get in. And then there's a call to order. And then in our case, there were 4 rounds of voting. First to elect the 2 Kasich delegates, and then the Trump delegate, and then the corresponding 2 sets of alternates. So the format of that is every delegate candidate has an often exceeded 2 minutes to give a speech promoting themselves. And then the attendees write their votes on paper ballots, which are then tallied in front of witnesses. Namely the candidates. And anybody not chosen can run in a subsequent round. And the Massachusetts libertarian-leaning Republicans who I support run on what's identified as the Liberty Slate. And they were pretty reasonably, they were very well organized, in fact. And they had 1 candidate for each one of those delegate and alternate spots. There were between 10 and 4 people who were running in each round. And I would have to say that the most memorable was a woman who was apparently the Trump volunteer coordinator for that District 7 Trump campaign. And she was utterly clueless about the process. It seems she believed that because of her role in Trump's campaign, the Trump delegate spot was going to be just hers to take. And ultimately, there was a 10-minute delay after all the other candidates had given their speeches for the Trump delegate spot. And the organizers were explaining that there was a delay because they were working through a procedural issue. And then people were complaining, saying, you know, all of these things, just let's get on to the next one. And then finally, she came to the front of the room and she gave her pitch, explaining that she didn't understand the rules, but she really believed in Donald Trump and that she was the best person to be his delegate because of all her volunteering during the last 5 months. And then when people voted, well, she lost our libertarian-minded candidate. So then she ran in the next round for the first alternate delegate spot. But then when people told her that she'd have to be pledged to initially vote for Kasich, she just aborted her run by saying, forget it, there's no way I could vote for Kasich. And she walked off the front of the room there. And then finally, for the 4th run, which was for the Trump alternate spot, she gave her pitch again, and she lost that that time again. And, well, in the end, our libertarian-minded candidates won 5 of those 6 spots. And yeah, so I think that even though Trump would appear to have this nomination locked up, my votes at the Republican caucus were the most influential votes that I've had the opportunity and will have the opportunity to cast. And, you know, when you think about it, each congressional district represents about 700,000 people. But there were only 75 people at that caucus who were deciding who would ultimately make that decision, which is a lot more of an impact than your vote in the primary, where it took like 45,000 Republican votes to decide those three delegates. And even though Donald Trump appears like he's got the nomination in hand, the delegates that are going to the convention still have a number of decisions to make. And then I'd have to say that most significantly in the national elections, as far as individual votes go, or more accurately, less significantly, the Electoral College state-by-state winner-take-all policy, that just makes most American citizens' individual votes essentially meaningless, unless you're in one of the hands of those, in one of the swing states, and there aren't very many of them. And, you know, it's virtually inconceivable that the Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton's not going to carry Massachusetts. And to make every citizen's vote really count, the president really should be elected by popular vote. But that would require a constitutional change. And there's the powers that currently benefit from that, like small states, they're not going to do that. So ultimately, I suspect Hillary Clinton's going to win the presidential race because Donald Trump is just too divisive. And it's probably going to be like another Barry Goldwater style landslide. But the future has yet to unfold, and there's lots of different things that could happen. So that was what I did last Saturday. And now, well, we've got about 40 minutes to go when Chase Carson's coming in with the time tunnel. Oh, yeah. Soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. That'll be coming up at 10 p.m. promptly. So let's get going now with some more music from 1974. Here's Bad Company. Yeah, Bad Company.
Baby, I want you. You give me something I need. Though spring is more than 2 weeks away, a new campus fad has shown up called streaking. Streaking consists of racing naked down the block before an audience and then racing for cover before the police arrive. The phenomenon has even spread beyond the campus. This morning, two naked men raced through a St. Louis police station. Police said one was slightly overweight.
Yeah. talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. 'Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby.
There's your microphone and, oh, gosh. This is Miss Grundy, the lady I told you about from Standards and Practices, you know?
Say what?
The censor, remember?
Oh, listen, this man will take care of you. You know what to say.
I'll be watching Mr. Stevenson.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he came, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over her. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget, sir. Hit us too late, she'd done been incensed.
Here he comes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
There he goes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the streak.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
Fast thing on 2 feet.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
He just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He gon' give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the streak.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
Likes to show off his physique.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
If there's an audience to be found,
news reporter on the scene at the gas station. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just in here trying to get some air in my tar there, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease rack. I didn't have nothing on but a smile. Ethel's in there getting her a cold drink. I hollered in there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late, she done been moon. Flashed her right there in front of the shock absorbers. Boogie day, boogie day.
He ain't
good. A boogie day, boogie day.
He's just in the mood to ride in the news.
Oh, yes, they call him the streak.
Boogie day, boogie day.
Likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogie day, boogie day.
He's always making the news, wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Hello once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym, covering the disturbance of the basketball playoff. Sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. It's halftime. I just going down there and get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Right down the middle of the court there, didn't have nothing on but his high-top Reeboks. He was a dribbler. Made a jump shot and got out through the concession. I hollered up to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late, she done got a free shot. Grandstanding her, right turn from the home team. They call him the street.
Whoa, here he comes again.
Fast thing.
Who's that with you? Ethel? Is that you, Ethel? Where do you think you're going? You get your clothes on.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel, you brazen hussy. Say it is himself, Ethel.
Okay, crew, let's go. Let's get the 80 miles.
Absolutely. Everyone, this was especially.
Oh, well, yeah. Once again, Mr. Stevens, you have managed to, pardon the expression, barely stay within the bounds of what is permissible.
Yeah, I did.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring.
Like me, and the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. Italian, a Jew, an Irishman, and a regular American. And I call a balanced ticket.
You know we are. hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
the United States, which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969 through August 9, 1974.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries End Time Sound Collage only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme has been all about 1974. And in that last set, we started off with Bad Company, Can't Get Enough, then Stevie Wonder, You Haven't Done Nothing. Steve Miller Band, The Joker, Ray Stevens, his comedy song bit piece, The Streak, about that 70s phenomena. Then Roberta Flack, Feel Like Making Love, Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle, Deep Purple, yeah, hard classic rock from 1974, Burn. Then Blue Swede, Hooked on a Feeling, The Spinners, Then Came You, along with the $6 Million Man theme, and Gerald Ford, Pardoning Richard Nixon. Backing me up right now is Oscar Peterson and Dizzy Gillespie, Blues for Bird, from 1974. So, Chase Carson is coming up next with the Time Tunnel, and we've got Big John as a special guest tonight. So, stay tuned for all of that from 10 p.m. until midnight here on WMFO in Medford. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, don't even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. And we don't want that to be you, or worse yet, somebody you don't know because of you.